Back at it now on a Thursday. Kick it in. There you go, Alex. Thank you for that. So you got to keep them separated. Tiger Woods, recovering. I don't see how he comes back. He's 45 years old. You know about the car accident, of course. He flipped his SUV in an accident-prone area of California, Los Angeles. Flipped the SUV, apparently at a high rate of speed. That had to get him out of there. But he had exposed fractures. This is the point of the conversation where you don't feel well. When you have exposed fractures, that means the bones are sticking. It's called a compound fracture. It's a problem. He's got at least two steel rods in his leg now. He's got two steel rods in his leg, numerous pins and screws and so forth in his foot. There's broken bones and just debris and destruction in his lower right leg. And I don't see at 45 how you come back to that. But here's what happened. I kept looking at the pictures, asking people around me, what kind of car is that? What is the vehicle he's driving? Because I was curious. Because it was going at a high rate of speed. It went off an embankment. It flipped two or three times. The fire department had to extricate him in some fashion through the windshield out of the vehicle, whatever. But he survived. He has a busted up leg, and he probably won't golf at a high level again in the future. But he survived the accident, and that's something we all look at because it's like, wow, that vehicle really took it. Because he was driving like he was Mario Andretti when he flipped it off the motorway there. Well, it's called a Genesis. It's a Hyundai luxury vehicle. Genesis used to be the luxury line of Genesis, and then a couple of years ago, it became its own line of cars, but their sales have not been particularly good. They sold 16,000 out of 14.5 million cars sold in America last year, just 16,000 were Genesis. Well, now they actually believe that this car wreck with Tiger Woods is going to enhance the brand. You know, no such thing as bad publicity, right? Barnum and Bailey. No such thing, P.T. Barnum. Good press, bad press, just spell my name right. Paraphrasing, of course. But the fact of the matter is, Tiger Woods survived. Genesis got a boost out of that, potentially. And we'll see. Apparently, no drugs or alcohol, because that's what everybody speculated. We know that he had the incident a number of years ago where he was stopped and had fallen asleep at the wheel. And he was arrested. And so people are obviously wondering, well, is he intoxicated on something to have this accident happen at, 7:30 in the morning? By the way, another guy there with the film crew, a producer from Hollywood staying there. They're doing some sort of a program there. It goes into his, with his crew that morning and said, my God, Tiger Woods almost killed me this morning. He almost had a crash with me and so on and so forth. And then later they hear that, in fact, he did get in a crash. Very serious. Luckily, he was by himself, didn't hurt anybody. And we'll, of course, have updates on that coming. Now, back to the concerns that I have with the administration and the people being put up. So it's not just Neera Tanden, who is likely not going to be confirmed now. But think about this. Neera Tanden was put up for the Office of Management and Budget. And she has been despicable in her use of emails and so forth, the way she has described Republicans and Democrats and all the things she has done. And she deleted something on the order of more than 1,000 tweets that she put out on Twitter over the last year. Or several years. It was all deleted within a few days before her nomination was announced. And, of course, everybody's aware of it. She went after Republicans. She went after Bernie Sanders. She went after everybody. And it was vicious and vile. She's not going to be confirmed. And then we learned yesterday, if she's not confirmed, which she won't be, no problem. The Biden administration is going to find another nice place, another nice cozy job for her inside the Biden administration. Here is a person who, if a conservative had been anywhere even in that neighborhood, would have been run out on a rail, and rightfully so. If you're going to sit there and say despicable things about people, you need to be held to account for that. You need to stand up and say, yes, I said this, and either you do it or you don't. You take account for it or you don't. Her case, she did not, and the administration is going to award her anyway. So, back to some of the bad nominations. Xavier Becerra, he is currently the Attorney General for the state of California. Put up by the Biden administration as the Secretary of Health and Human Services nominee. Now, I want you to hear, as Steve Daines, the newly reelected senator from Montana, now in his second term from Montana, who defeated the former fairly popular governor by more than 10 points in November, did Steve Daines. And here's why. Steve Daines speaks for Montana values. As a former resident of Montana, I can tell you that. But here he is talking to Xavier Becerra about partial birth abortions, abortions based on sex or disability. Should be pretty simple, straightforward questions, right? Go to bite number three, if you would, Alex, and let's hear this exchange just for a moment. Go. Bite three.
How about a ban on the lethal discrimination of babies who are diagnosed with Down syndrome?
And so, Senator, once again, if I can simply say to you that I respect the different views that are out there, but what's important is that it makes sure that my view is according to the law.
If you're confirmed, you're going to be the head of HHS. It's a huge organization. It has profound impact on our society. How about a ban on sex-selective abortion? Whether the little baby is a male or a female, would you say you can't have a sex-selective abortion?
And I respect those who take a particular view. My job will be to make sure that I am following the law.
There's a ban on partial birth abortion. I know that question came up yesterday. Is that yes or no? Would you support a ban on partial birth abortion?
Again, Senator, you're asking questions which will touch on aspects that I know have different views. And what I can say is that I will make sure that I'm respecting the law on those issues.
We've come to a place in America where people being selected for the administration of the President of the United States cannot say terminating the life of a child because they have Down syndrome is wrong. We can't even get to that point. We can't get to a point where partial birth abortion can just be condemned outright as it should be and just say, you know what, that's wrong. We can't get to a place where sex selection, we only want a son, we only want a daughter that they sex select for abortion. These should be fairly straightforward questions. I mean, this is easy stuff. But not in this day and age. Not for this administration. They equivocate, they flounder around, and they don't answer the questions. Jen Psaki doesn't answer questions. Joe Biden doesn't even know where he is to answer a question. Kamala Harris doesn't answer questions. I mean, it's just, what do you think that's funny? He doesn't know where he is. Sarah's having a good time. I mean, why wouldn't you? She just, you know, fame just came to her. She was on the radio big time, big breakthrough. People are talking about it, of course. At any rate, all right, so coming up on the program, everybody's talking about it. Don't kid yourself. Coming up on the program, David Safavian, I'll get that right, General Counsel for the American Conservative Union. The conservative approach to criminal justice reform, will it survive in Washington during this administration? We're going to talk about that coming up, plus Andrew Langer, former Congressman John Hostetler, Horace Cooper from Project 21, very entertaining. Had dinner with Horace last night. Had a lot of fun there. We ate like I haven't eaten in months. I quite enjoyed it, but I can barely move today. At any rate, 41 after on a beautiful Thursday in Florida. It's the Steve Gribbers Show. We'll be right back with Mr. Safavian. Don't go anywhere.
If I told you you could save hundreds of dollars on utilities every month and thousands every year, would you listen? A Well Connect, which uses your well water to heat and cool your home, can literally save you a pile of cash. If you're tired of freezing in the winter and boiling in the summer and didn't think you could afford to make a change, Well Connect will change your mind. Well Connect is a hybrid geothermal system that can reduce your heating bills to $600 a year and air conditioning for $50 a year. No, I'm not kidding. Well Connect will pay for itself and keep you comfortable the whole year. It's as easy as 1, 2, 3. First, find out if your home is a good fit for a Well Connect. Second, schedule a free home visit. And third, get a Well Connect install. Call SGI today at 810-820-4604. Again, 810-820-4604. You'll be so glad you did.
Are you facing foreclosure? then come down to Megalo and Partners. We're a mortgage rescue company, and we can help you keep your house. The process is simple. The results are guaranteed 100%. That's the Megalo and Partners promise. Provided you submit to our plans for galactic domination. No, no, I'm kidding. Megalo and Partners, your partner in foreclosure prevention. Stop in anytime.
If you're facing foreclosure, make sure you're talking to the right people. Speak with HUD-approved housing counselors free of charge at 888-995-HOPE. That's 888-995-HOPE. Brought to you by NeighborWorks America and the Ad Council.